taking it to the church. Huh? They're taking it into the church.
Cool. See God in those beliefs, right? That's most important. How's Christ centered in those things? And some of them may appear weird, but they're really centered in who, you know, how we see God. And there's a desire actually from both to be back on the court, and we just wanted to make sure we were into that, wrote that, helped them make sure that there's a decision. And I'm excited because as we are here now to celebrate not just God's Holy Spirit's work in them, but also the work of Jerry and Mike and Roy and everyone here, not in integrating them into our family. And this is the announcement of it. So I'm going to give this to Jerry, and you will be leading out. Jerry, you want to come up? I can hold it while you
move. Oh, sorry. Okay. Sorry. Thank you. This is a pretty special time for me. It's a pretty emotional time for me, actually. Micah House was something that was kind of a dream for a long time. And to see the guys come, see them grow in their faith, see them become a part of the church, it's just been an amazing thing to me. And, you know, I first approached them as being brothers in Christ, and now I feel almost like they're my sons, a part of our family, and I hope you share that. Baptism is mentioned a lot in Scripture, and we're commanded to baptize. Baptism doesn't save us. We're saved by our faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And both Robert and Sam have expressed that they believe and have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in their life, and they want to make a public confession of it. Baptism shows to the world that we not only have decided to follow Christ, but that we want to live a life that's pleasing to Christ. And I want to read a passage to you that one of the, I think, few passages in Scripture that really addresses, if you look at it carefully, is addressed to those who are baptized. And it's Romans chapter 6. And I have to read it often myself because it speaks to me also as to what the Lord requires of me and what he expects of me. So if you'll bear with me, I'd like to read the whole chapter to you. And this is Paul writing to the church in Rome, and he says, "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into the death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in death, if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin, for one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will live also with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under the law, but under grace. What then are we to sin? What then? Are we to sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that you who were once slaves to sin have become obedient from the heart to the standard of teaching to which you were committed, and having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms, because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But what fruit were you getting at that time from the things of which you were now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruits you get leads to sanctification. It leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And you know, I've seen such an amazing growth in Sam and Robert, and I'm just overwhelmed by how the church has accepted him and how delighted I am that he is now becoming a part officially of our fellowship. I'd like to ask anyone else if they'd be having any comments about the effect that maybe Sam or Robert had on them. Yes, please.
Jerry, when you first approached me about your prison ministry and whatnot, I was probably the most hesitant guy on the island, you know, I think. And my impression was, well, these guys, this is a huge undertaking and a lot of effort, require a lot of adult supervision. And when Rob came first, just a fantastic guy, and they didn't need any of that. They just needed the chance. And they were eager to work. They were eager to contribute. And it's been so, you know, I taught kids Sabbath school for years, mission trips, but this is the most exciting thing for me personally to get to know these guys and the quality guys that they are. It's been a blessing to me and our family and definitely our church.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I think that the things that these guys bring to the church is extremely good. I think that they bring a strength of faith that maybe some of us who have been with the church for a long time have this experience. I think that strength of faith is very inspirational to me. I have been fortunate with my life that most everything's gone the way I wanted it to. I mean, you get disappointments and things that don't always happen exactly as you want. Compared to most people, I've lived a blessed life. And sometimes I think seeing what these guys have been through and that they still have that faith and that they've chosen to make the choices that they've made for God is very inspirational. Thank you.
I appreciated working with Rob and Sam. Currently working with a couple of other individuals on Wednesday night. They have been through various other denominational organizations through the prison ministries programs, and they've learned a variety of different religions, and I'm so thankful they have been here. They have not required a lot of effort on my part of intellect. They have the intellect. I'm just their counseling guy. It is a marvelous privilege.
Thank you.
I really appreciate the relationship my parents have formed with them. My parents do a lot of like acts of service that involve manual labor, along with manual labor. So having people who give and like connect through like helping, just doing stuff like replacing the gutters and just having a nice relationship and contributing. It's just nice that I'm not around enough for my parents. I'm knowing that there are other people who.
Yeah, Jerry, it's interesting to watch our personal walks through this and the skepticism that was started in my heart, and because I wasn't sure, we've all tried to work with folks in the past. But from the very beginning, with all three of these gentlemen here that are present today, it's been delightful to watch how they've taken their faith, they've taken their commitment, and they've turned it into action. It's their willingness to serve and to be of service to the community has already spoken volumes. I can get in my face about it. I want to know about these guys. And to this point, it's been delightful to have our congregation, your efforts, and the efforts of those who helped them to establish Sharing Island, be honored by their presence and be honored by their willingness to serve and willingness to work and willingness to be contributing parts of this community. And for me, that tells the story.
Yes?
I just appreciated all of every single man that has come in to my house. We've been here with this church since it started, and I don't think that we've ever had, I don't know, there's a spirit among these men. I mean, you know they know Jesus, and they're just so willing to share, to be part of us, to pray with us, I mean, it's like they're becoming the foundation of our church almost. It's just been, it's just so encouraging. They're encouraging to us, and it's just really powerful. And I just want to say I appreciate your and their presence here. We are the ones that have been blessed by this whole, by your joining with us. It hasn't been a blessing for you, it's been our blessing. So thank you so much for your vision and for lighting up the 6A guys. It's just been really powerful for me personally to watch you, to see you. And I'm just really grateful that God has brought you here.
Thank you.
A number of people who are watching online, and like to give them opportunity if they want to jump in too.
Well, let me say that I think most of you know that as I was released from prison in 1992, I've been working with various organizations and ministry to men coming out of prison. And I've been involved in a fair number of churches, and I've never experienced the reception and the warmth that I've received here. And it's been very, very, very meaningful to me. You've accepted the guys, you've accepted Joanne and I, and we feel like we're part of your family. And I'm looking forward to years ahead with other men coming. And what you will mean to them also. And I'd like to remind you also that they and we need your continued prayers, your encouragement, your embracing as brothers in Christ. They look upon the congregation as I do, as we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. We're a family, and we're committed to spreading the gospel throughout this island and the world, and we appreciate you so much. Anybody else? Well, let me talk for a moment about baptism. Baptism is a sacrament that is honored by many Christian denominations, and is an expression of their commitment, those being baptized, that they have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in their life, and that they desire to follow Him and serve Him in all that they do. And I think our commitment back to them is that we will encourage them, and sometimes maybe even chastise them or give them direction. But we're fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. You guys, Sam and Robert, you're more than just a brother in Christ to me. I feel like you're a part of my family, like you're my sons, and I love you both.
Yes, sir. Love you too.
Jesus ordained the baptism and commanded us to follow Him in baptism. Sam, I think we'll start with you, okay?
Sure. He's going in first.
Get one close.
Sam Ferrier, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, sir, I have.
And do you desire to follow him all your future actions and deeds?
All the rest of my life.
Sam, I love you dearly as a brother in Christ, and I want to baptize you now in the name of the Father, and then the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Brother, my brother, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Do you desire to follow him for future life?
Yes.
I love you, my brother, and I want to baptize you now in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, baptism symbolizes in so many ways like dying and a new life in Jesus Christ. And these men have demonstrated that they want to follow a new life in Jesus Christ. And I need your encouragement and support as they do so. God bless you.
Amen.
Yay!
Many who are comfortable, invite Rob and Sam in front, and we put our hands and pray on them, and let's ask a special blessing on them as they go back as they really a beginning of a new beginning. Or maybe, yeah. So it's a special blessing on them. So if you want to come up front, and those who are comfortable, can put their hands on you. If you're not comfortable, you can stay here.
Especially me. Maybe you should put this on the chair.
Well, before we pray, I'm going to read this book for you. For the greatest call of the world. The one of men. Men will not be bought or sold. Men in the most innocent soul are true to us. Men do not carry the cross stand by his right name. Men whose conscience is as true as the beauty as a new people. Men will stand for the right though the heavens fall. But such a character is not the result of accident. It is not due to special favors in the endowment of providence. A noble character is the result of self discipline, of the subjection of the Lord. The higher nature, the surrender of self, the service of love to God and man. Yeah, that's right. Dear Lord, I just pray to be with Robert and Matt as they continue on their journey with you, as they go highs and lows. I just pray that each step will be with you, that no matter what, we will always be on you, and that. As a church family, you can be there for us. Lord, we just pray for these men to take the next step forward in showing who you are, to be like this community, to this country, to this world. We ask this in your name. Amen. Amen. Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.